You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
Hello and welcome to The Football Hour. I am Alex Mearns and thank you for once again listening to our wonderful podcast. Last week was a great week for the podcast. We did a great interview with Luke Garbutt. Thank you once again for listening. Luke, thank you for doing the interview. Did a Liverpool versus Man United, all-time 11. That went down really well. And the Wayne Rooney debate. So thank you if you listen to all three, if you listen to one. It's been great. I'm joined by Dom Betts in the studio. Dom, did you listen to any of the podcasts?
Yes, I did, actually. I did listen to the Liverpool Man United one when I was editing. I was drunk when editing this.
You were drunk when editing?
But it did still sounded good, mate. Still sounded good.
It did sound good. I don't know if you heard on the Liverpool Man United thing. We're getting listeners in Australia, in United States. Dom, it's going crazy,
yeah,
mate.
Specifically United States. I looked at the analytics this morning. We had like 3,000 or 4,000 from United States over the last like week or so. It's amazing.
So, soccer booming in the USA and the Football Hour. Yeah. Maybe we should change it to the Soccer Hour.
Yeah, the Soccer Hour. The Soccer Second.
There you go. Dom, I wanted to do a podcast on the champions of the Premier League, Leicester City. They're sitting in 13th place. They've only won two games this season. They got smashed at Stamford Bridge, Dom. Absolutely battered. The defending was shocking. Two set-piece goals. Where's Morgan, the leader? Not leading anyone at the moment. Are you being disappointed? Have you just kind of felt Leicester are finding their level again?
I know when we did manager watch, we predicted like a top half finish. I said like fifth or sixth. Just because I thought they had a relatively easy first few games. So I thought, okay, if they get wins straight out of that, there'll be a comfortable top table finish. But they have found their level, realistically. Come on, let's. I know we're thinking about, oh yeah, they won the league last year, but that's because of the start they made. It's continued to run from even the season before that. Whereas now they're sort of, they've lost like a few games. I mean, they're only like a few points above the relegation zone, but I guess maybe they're going to just focus on the Champions League now, because they've two wins out of two in that. But I mean, yeah, they need to start not focusing on the Premier League, but thinking about it, because they haven't exactly been performing amazingly in it, as we know. Because let's have a look at the table here. They're sitting 13th, only won two out of their eight games, lost four, seeded 14 goals. It's not like Leicester of last season again.
But if this was 2014 and Leicester was sat in 13th place, you'd be thinking, unbelievable start.
It's not a terrible start.
It's not.
Because if you look at their team, it's not exactly a well-beating side.
Well, it was last year. And let's talk about the players, because I'm bored of hearing about Kante. God, they miss Kante. Brilliant, brilliant they miss Kante, right? Who is not reaching them levels anymore?
Well, probably most of the team, I'm being perfectly honest. Especially Mahrez and Vardy. Their attackers have let them down, because I mean they've only scored an average one goal a game, and if we're thinking of Leicester of last season, they were scoring plenty of goals. Vardy and Mahrez just haven't
hit
the ground running.
Is it because of Okazaki's been out the side? He didn't score many goals, he didn't get many headlines. He was the terrier, he was the one who set the press. Are they missing him?
You could argue that, but I just think teams have worked out how to counteract their game, and that's why I think they're doing well in Europe, because as we know, Europe's a totally different kettle of fish.
So is it because teams are sitting deep on Leicester? They're not allowing Jamie Vardy the space in behind. But in the Champions League, teams play football, so there's space in behind.
Because teams know they've won the league, right? They know that. But they haven't like studied their game in depth, seen 38 games, see how they play. Big ball over the top, Vardy runs around the back and pings it in the back of the net. He's only done that like once or twice this season.
It's a shame. But I want to come on to something else, Dom. Journalists over the weekend, pundits over the weekend, dismissing Leicester's performance. You know what? Do one, Graham Souness. He said it was a disgrace that they're not paying attention to the Premier League. Leicester left a load of players on the bench. They left Mahrez on the bench. He said it sent a signal to the team, the squad. Don't have to turn up at Chelsea. It's all about the game in midweek in the Champions League. Well, you know what, Graham? The reason the Leicester City Premier League win was such a miracle is because Leicester were rubbish. It's because they were a relegation side. They won the Premier League. All they're doing is going back to the level that they were at before, aren't they?
Yeah.
It's not a disappointment.
And it's not like they were ever going to think about, oh yeah, we're going to do back-to-back titles. No, then, oh, we're in the Champions League now. We might never get in this competition ever again.
That is their focus. I don't think there's any problem with these players having really no interest in the Premier League,
well,
Dom.
They've won it. Yeah, it's like when Spurs got in the Champions League.
Yeah.
Okay, they were finishing top up, but they had a brilliant side still. So they were like, okay, let's focus on the Champions League. After they like destroyed Inter Milan at San Siro, they said, oh, we can actually do something in this competition. Got to like the quarterfinals or semi-finals, whatever it was. And yeah, it's like when I know I always talk about Fulham, but when we got to the latter stages of the Europa League,
yeah,
we were like, fuck the league.
Yeah,
Europa League where it's at. I mean, for the group games, we were sort of looking at half and half. It's a much lower quality. I know we're playing teams like Roma and stuff and Basel, who are Champions League teams. But I mean, once we got to maybe like the knockout stages of the tournament, because we drew like the holders and Juventus even before we got to the quarterfinals. So we're like, well, we've beaten these two teams, let's go for it. And that's what Leicester are doing from the start of the Champions League, and I don't blame them for it. They're never going to get in this competition again.
Do you know why Graham Souness is saying he's disappointed that the Premier League is... Sorry. You know why Graham Souness is disappointed? Because he's a pundit for the Premier League. Because his company, his business that he works for, Sky, what have they spent all their money on? The Premier League. So they're going to have a go at Leicester for not putting the effort in that they did last year. Leicester do not have to put the effort in because they won the Premier League. They've done it. They don't ever have to recreate it. And now they're in the Champions League and they're putting all their eggs in that basket because you know what? They know they'll never be there again. And that is the reason it was a miracle. And that is a reason why it gripped the country and gripped the world, the Leicester City story last year, is because they were a relegation team. And you know what? They're hanging around the relegation zone. It just proves how much of a miracle it was.
Yeah, and also, big Liverpool man, isn't he? They've never won a Premier League title. They're not in the Champions League, are they? Someone's a bit salty, maybe.
He's a bit bitter.
He's a bit bitter. Bit of a John Smith's. Bit of a John Smith's extra smooth.
That's it. Fair play to Ranieri. Fair play to Wes Morgan. He didn't mark Diego Costa at the corner. Diego Costa scored. You know what? Wes Morgan's probably still hungover from last season. He's probably seen about three or four Diego Costas because he's still on the Premier League winners' bender, Dom.
And next year he'll be on a Champions League winners' bender. We know it's going to happen.
We know it's happening. Come on, Leicester. They've got Copenhagen in the Champions League. If they win that, they've won three games from three.
And they're pretty much through. I mean, if they win one more, they're definitely through.
Yeah.
I think if you win, is it the first four games, you pretty much automatically get through because that's 12
points.
And they're
on for a double miracle. It's a double miracle, lads. That's it. That's all I've really got to say about Leicester. Stop having a go at them. They don't deserve it because, you know what? Sat in their house is a Premier League winners' medal.
I just think the main point is people are forgetting it's what? Fucking Leicester. It's not like a Liverpool, a Man City, a Arsenal, a United, a Spurs, even maybe like an Everton.
Yeah.
It's Leicester. Been in the Football League for, they were there for like maybe 10 or so years before they got back up to the Premier League. Just get in the bin, pundits. Just get in the bin.
Jamie Vardy was a factory worker 4 years ago. He only turned professional at 25. Leave the lad alone. I think we've said it enough. I think they're going to leave him alone now, Dom.
I better leave him alone.
Thanks for coming back, Dom. It's been good to have you back on the Football Hour. Once again, if you're listening on iTunes, please press subscribe so all these podcasts just magically drop onto your phone when we upload them. I've been Alex Mearns. As I said, this has been the Football Hour. Hello to everyone in America.
Hello to everyone all over the world.
All over the world.
Azerbaijan.
Azerbaijan.
Dubai.
Hello. We're going global.
This is the Football Hour.